Pod right, let's wheel them around. It's 3:37 here on the ticket.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
So much smoke.
You should buy a pack.
Cigarettes.
Go buy a pack.
What is on Mike's mind today?
You look like a Salem guy.
What is on Mike's mind today?
I used to smoke those.
It's I know. That was your brand?
So eat your burrito.
I'm one of them.
How do you choose your brand? Like, how do you even know?
It's like choose energy. Look at your options.
Yeah, choose cigarettes.
I saw a guy smoking a battery-powered cigarette the other night.
Like, for real. Like, when you start smoking, how do you know when you walk in there what to buy?
Where are you getting your energy?
Well, generally, most of the time, it begins with you bumming your first few cigarettes from somebody.
Yeah, like I did in Miami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, I would think, now this is true for me, it may not be true for others, that when it comes time for you to set out on your own,
right,
and show everybody what a rugged individual you are,
right,
and plop down the 75 cents or 65 cents or whatever it was for a nice deck of cigarettes that you can call your very own.
Yeah.
Usually what you do is get whatever, whoever you bummed the cigarette from.
So it's like the first time you tried one, you kind of look down at that pack and you're like, all right, I'm a king-size cool guy.
Looks like I'm a Benson & Hedges 120s gal for life.
Like, right? I mean, that's got to be it. Do you remember going in for your first pack, your first sweet pack?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Were you like one of those kids that started smoking at 13? Because that was a real country thing back then.
You know what's funny is that you hear stories about that all the time, and we're not too far removed from it. And I guarantee you, Mike, you knew plenty of people in like fifth and sixth grade that were smoking. And my grandpa told me that like he started when he was nine.
Nine. What is that little Ugandan kid on YouTube that's like 2 years old, just walking around puffing?
Right, he's blowing the smoke rings, yeah. You know, making balloon animals out of his smoke.
By the time I came along, the only ones... By the way, who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Deep Ellum and Von Lane Luxury Motor Coaches.
And Winston.
By the time I came along and was, you know, old enough to set out down that road, I was a little bit older than that, but I did know a number of guys who started when they were 8, 9, 10 years old, and they were the real tough guys. I mean, you're talking
Why were they tough? Well, and I picture that. Why were they tough, though?
Want to do bad things.
They were just a little edgier than everybody else. They would...
Because they smoked.
They would beat you up for no reason.
Well, you could probably kick their ass because they got emphysema by 8th grade.
Yeah, now you could, but back then you had no chance.
8 or 9.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
That's like my youngest kid right now. Like, I just walk in and he sprawled out on the couch smoking a cigarette.
I think my dad told me once that he was like 9.
Yeah.
When he started.
I'm telling you, that generation for sure. My grandfather swears he was 9.
I'd love you to walk in, Vans just rolling his own.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, what's up? I need some money for some bugles.
Well, this is how far we come, because remember I told you guys this story, like, it's probably 4 years ago when my oldest was probably 8. And we were going to school. I was taking him to school, and the conversation turned about smoking, or this guy was smoking. And I look in the rearview mirror, and he's got this look on his face, like, looking at me like, what are you saying? And then I realize that he doesn't know what that is. I go, do you know what smoking even means? And he goes, no. I go, do you know what a cigarette is? He's like, no. So that's how far we've come in, like, 100 years, where...
Well, that's
good. If you're not around it, think about it. We're not going to, you know... Chick-fil-A didn't have a lot of cigarette sections.
It's so shamed in this current time that people that smoke, you might not even ever know about it unless you smell it on them.
Absolutely.
Like they
hide it. You can't do it in the office.
Well, you know, they're ashamed of it, so they just don't do it in front of anybody.
Right. Or they can't because you can't do it in public.
That's true.
But they find ways and places and times to do it nonetheless because they like it. They just don't want anybody to know about it.
Right.
And then you have the more sporadic smoker who will do it when they're in social situations.
Maybe bum a nice American spirit when they're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was married to a woman like that. Or am, I guess. She just doesn't do that anymore.
Mike, how about you?
I'm familiar with this. I am.
I think a lot of women, maybe not now, but for sure up until the last 15 years, that was just kind of a thing. They may have smoked in college, and then once they got out of college, it was like, if you're out and about and someone has one, then you're like, hey, can I bum a cigarette?
Man, that's just
I don't
so...
think mine smoked at all, though, regularly. I don't think she ever did, although sometimes...
Oh, the hell she didn't. She always had a pack.
You mean like at Arizona State and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I guarantee you she did, dude.
I don't know, man.
I bummed from her before.
She pick it up? No, he's saying...
She was just...
He's saying earlier.
Oh. I don't know if she ever really was a hardcore smoker, although there were times when there were... I did come across a pack in her purse.
A stray pack?
Yeah. But she never did it around me.
Ooh.
And, you know, I told her, any number of times, if you want to, you can. I can hang, you know?
Yeah.
But she would never do it around me. Instead, she would do it around her friends.
Yeah.
You know, her gaggles of...
And me.
Yes, and gaggles of like-minded frows and whatnot. But I don't know if you could consider somebody like that a real hardcore smoker, because when I think of smokers, I think of people who are like really into it. And
like my granddad, three packs.
Just got to have it, you know?
Yeah, you wake up. If you're awake, you're probably smoking.
Yeah.
That type.
Merle was a smoker?
No, my other one.
Okay.
Ray.
Merle never smoked?
No, he never did.
That's why he lived to be 1,000.
Probably so.
Well, people like that, though. Yeah, they start when they're 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, back then, you know, it was kind of the thing to do when I was coming up. But before then, it was really the thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was like a big deal about rolling your own and, you know, all that stuff.
Did you do that?
Did I roll my own?
Yeah.
Not cigarettes.
Well.
Okay.
So you never rolled your own cigarette?
No.
You knew plenty of guys that did? Straight tobacco?
No. I didn't know too many who did, and I did not know some who smoked unfiltered cigarettes.
Wow.
But
nice
as far as
Pall Mall.
Yeah, like Pall Mall or Camel.
They called them Pell Mells in the country.
You gonna get you a pack of Pell Mells?
But we're at the point now where I'm not kidding you. Here I am in my late 40s. I really don't know anybody who does that. Yeah. I don't know any smokers anymore.
You know, bands used to be a haven for guys who smoked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in bands, everybody did it. Like
all those rock documentaries that you see in the 70s, 60s and 70s, at all times, they're all smoking.
Yeah.
Everyone's smoking.
Yeah. I mean, I can hardly remember being in a band that didn't have at least three of the five, six guys, however many there were, counting me, who didn't smoke, you know? I mean, everybody did it back then. And it was just kind of, I don't know, a way to be cool or to a way to
Dude,
show
it was
your
just,
edgy. Or,
I don't even think that. I just think that's just the way it was, plain and simple. No one was trying to be cool. It was just, I want to try that. You do it, and then you start doing it, and then it's just there, and it's part of the scene.
Now, in our band, we only have one that I know of.
Is it that chimp that plays cymbals?
You guys hired a primate? Want percussion?
Yeah, we did.
Cool. Can you imagine the amount of business you would get?
We got to do something, man.
You got to mix it up, man.
Yeah, you do have to mix it up. So if you got a cow out in left field or a primate playing cymbals, then whatever. You know?
Oh, man.
Next, we'll have a monkey guitar tech before long.
Danny, did you have that toy of the monkey that slammed the
cymbals together?
I don't think I never owned one, but I was very aware of them.
Man, my sister had that thing. I love that toy.
That thing was badass.
It was great.
I did have the dodo bird that would drink water from a glass.
Yeah, I had that too.
You remember that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
for
sure.
How does it work, man?
Boy, when it came to stuff like that, our house was a haven for that.
Those silly toys.
Yes, yes.
Trinkets and knickknacks.
If there was a silly toy to be had out there, if my mom didn't have it, some of her friends did. And they would always bring it over and everything.
Did you have a cuckoo clock?
We didn't have a cuckoo clock, but I knew others who did. I had, in fact, I think my grandparents had one.
Speaking of silly toys, I think my favorite part of Silicon Valley this year is the scene of Big Head talking to Dinesh, and he's not listening to one word Dinesh is saying because he's trying to put together the Rubik's Cube to solve it by taking the parts apart.
I've done that.
Man, I don't know how they did it, but Silicon Valley pulled it off once again.
It's not over yet, is it?
Yeah. Ended last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that was the finale.
It didn't show up on my... How did it end?
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
I haven't seen it yet.
And I was just watching it on DVR.
Yeah, I don't think it's over yet. I think there's one more. I could be wrong. I don't know.
We'll run that later.
Mino, what's the deal with it?
Man, I haven't watched this season, but I think it is over.
Okay.
What do you mean you didn't watch this season?
No, I wasn't a big fan of last year, and I just haven't. But if you guys are saying
it's
good,
it's really good.
Okay,
it's solid.
I'll jump back in. You guys got to watch more Barry, too, by the way.
No.
I know that's off topic, but it's...
See? Barry's good.
Dude, Barry is awesome. It takes a while.
Okay.
You got to fight through. Just get through the first episode and then move on.
David's my leader on this.
No.
All right, we got to get going here.
I'm not sure if you were intending to talk about cigarettes.
No, I wasn't, but you got me going on that, so okay.
Right.
We can do that.